Night. I'm Gary McNamara. If you're enjoying this show, please rate and review us on your podcast app.
Mother, why do you suppose Mary didn't invite me to her party?
Are you sure you didn't get an invitation?
Maybe they thought I wouldn't want to go to a party. They probably thought I wouldn't know how to...
You will get an invitation to the party. There's just been some mix-up.
Good night, Mother.
Good night, Cindy.
Cindy! Wake up, Cindy!
Who's there?
I'm your fairy godmother. I just thought you might want to go to that party.
Oh, I do, I do.
We've got some work to do. We've got to get you ready.
Oh, but this isn't my very best dress.
Oh, now look. You're not going to the party to show off your... We'd better hurry now. We don't want to be late. Here we go to Mary's.
Here we are.
Oh, I hope everyone is already here. I'd hate to be the first one.
I don't blame you. No one likes to sit and...
Oh, look, here comes some of the others now.
Hi, Cindy, who are you talking to?
Cindy.
That's what you get for...
What?
Yeah, and you lost your dad, too.
Gee.
Stand up.
Come on, Cindy.
Come on. Come on, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Come on, Cindy.
So I was having a conversation with one of my girlfriends, and she was saying she'd been with her husband for 15 years now, and she couldn't remember how they got together. This week is all about relationships and the people in them. I'm Ice Regress, and this is From the Archive. In this first clip from 1958, we hear former child star Jean Colbert talking about meeting her fourth husband.
I met Howie on the set of Roll Up, Roll Up. My mother introduced us. I was 15 and he was older. We had a smoke, then headed back to his place. He used to throw wild parties. He was tall, like a cigarette. Thin, like a cigarette. Had red hair, like a cigarette. And smelled like a cigarette. He took me to an Italian restaurant for our first date. I ordered Villa La Milanese and a pack of 20 Luckies. He was the perfect gentleman. Walked me home, lit my cigarette, smacked me in the mouth, and went back to his family.
You know, the way Jean talks about Howie reminds me of a story one of my girlfriends was telling me about her grandma and grandpa. The next clip is from a 1955 public information broadcast reminding young men of the proper etiquette for approaching attractive ladies.
Women, women, women. Woman? Nothing to be scared of. They might look intimidating, but that's just the makeup. Jimmy here is at the pictures with his friends. What's the matter, Jimmy? Why so glum? I see. You've spotted a nice-looking lady, and you don't know what to do next. Firstly, let her know your intentions with a quick flash of your plums. Should she show any interest, then it's time for step two. Assert your dominance. Violently attack another male patron. This will show her you mean business. Now you've really got her attention, it's time to approach. The walk is very important. Stretch one leg out and gently curl the other in an anti-clockwise fashion. Slide quickly with the other foot in her direction. Now that you're face to face, you'll need to compliment her to win her over. Women only respond to compliments or a swift slap across the face. Try these out for size. Say, miss, I wouldn't mind a quick pork around the back. You game? Or, excuse me, are you a butcher? Because I'd like you to handle my meat. Or my father's favorite, don't scream, get in the car.
Some great advice. My father met my mother around a similar time. It was fall and cold. She was standing at a curbside. He'd had a few, but still could just about see. They married the next day. Marriage doesn't always end so happily, as you'll hear from this next couple speaking in 1973 about their impending divorce.
Well, you know, it's been brewing. She ain't what she used to be.
Our friends were surprised we ain't already done it by now.
Well, you've been going with Keith for the last 5 months.
Yeah, how do you know about that?
I found the Johnnies, didn't I? Tucked behind the kettle.
I'm surprised you saw them.
When was the last time you made me a cup of tea?
Oh, here she goes. Shut up.
You shut up. Of course, it's me that's got to have the kids.
They came out your gaping hole.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up!
I'll show you a tit if you make me a cuppa.
We're surrounded by Tinder, Grindr, Pounder. Online dating has become the norm. In this final clip from 1998, Sarah Grunthauser speaks to documentary filmmaker Hans Henschmeiser about the nascent world of internet relationships.
LOL stands for laugh out loud, BRB means be right back, and LFMTWIP means I can't remember. So, you double click here, and have you even ever used Messenger before? No?
Ugh.
Double click here, enter a name. I think I'll call you Weird Perv Man.
How old are you?
I'll go with 64. Weird Perv Man 64. Then when it's loaded, you can see like all the boys there. So like he's cute, right click him, you get sucked into the computer. I can't show you right now, it's amazing. Jenny did it and she said it was like so hot. But she's still stuck in there with that 45-year-old Romanian man she was talking to. I met this guy online once, he was like Russian and he flew me out to Munich and gave me like 10 diamond cars. And he said I was the hottest girl in East Germany. He bought me this huge house and like all the people, like citizens there or whatever, were applauding me. So we had like loads of butlers and I think like 12 swimming pools, and one of them was in the shape of Mikhail Gorbachev's birthmark and the other like a unicorn dolphin or something. Every night the butlers would make me a whole spit roast and the news crews would come and film me because I could fit a whole cooked pig in my mouth. I don't want to do it right now because I've already eaten, but like I can open my mouth really wide. Anyway, that's like how you use Messenger.
I met my last 5 girlfriends on Pounder, and the 5 before them on Dumpster. To find young men in her neighborhood, my grandmother would glue feathers to her breasts and patrol the streets at night wailing like a cat in heat. How times have changed. Next week, weasels. As always, thanks for listening.
Burnt Toast presents From the Archive, featuring Nathan Peter Grassi as Isra, Ida Berglow Kennaway as Jean, Craig Brown as Roger and the Public Information Voice, and Jess Lloyd-Jones as Kath and Sarah. Written by Craig Brown and Tom Rafael Munden. edited by Craig Brown. Burnt Toast Presents is an Everybody Panic production.
Everybody Panic!